This is the Standard Podcast. The eye-opening experience for your ears.
สวัสดีครับผมบิ๊กบุญและคุณกําลังฟังคํานี้ดีพอดแคสต์สะสมศัพท์กันเวลานิดภาษาอังกฤษแข็งแรงWhat's up, you guys? Welcome to another bilingual episode of Comedy Podcast. Actually, supposed to be an almost full English episode, right, Nong Ji?
Yes.
Hi, Nong Ji.
Hi, ka.
How you doing?
I'm really good.
Are you excited today?
Super.
Because?
We have a really special guest today. And I think that everybody misses her, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so much. And, without further ado, mm-hmm. let's go meet this person, which...If you're watching on YouTube, you mm-hmm. totally already see who she is right now. Hi, Bo.
Hi, everyone. It's so good to be back.
How much you miss
us? I miss you guys so much. A lot of change.
Oh, yeah.
As I walked in the studio.
So what kind of changes are you seeing right now?
It looks like a completely different space.
Yeah.
The couch is gone. Is this the same table?
No,
right? Because it was shorter. Like, the table was smaller.
Right.
And, yeah, everything looks different. But for the better, it looks so professional now. And, yes, I miss being here. So thank you for having me here today.
Of course. So, today, let's catch up. First of all, how long has it been? I mean, since the last time you were on any show from the Standard?
Like, has it been a year or
I
so?
I think so.
Yeah, because
a year or two?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. Uh-huh. And I think a lot have changed since then. Your daughter.
Yes.
How old is she now?
She is 2 years old and 7 months. So, wow. Like, two and a half.
A little over
two and a half.
So, is she talking?
Oh, gosh. I couldn't get her to stop. I just can't get her to stop. She's so talkative. I think she gets it from her mama.
Yeah.
Because I talk to her all day.
Why is that not a surprise?
I know, right? Uh-huh. Like, literally, since when she was a baby, I would just narrate whatever we were doing. Be like, you know, I'm changing your diaper right now. And, like, you know, and that's how you're supposed to do it to help them understand.
Mm-hmm.
How to communicate.
In both languages or only in English?
When she was younger, I used to do it mainly in English. Mm-hmm. But as she gets older, since everyone around her speaks Thai to her, I switch back and forth between two languages. Mm-hmm. But I do try to keep it one language at a time. As I was discussing with you guys on Clubhouse
uh-huh.
that I have consulted with a child development specialist. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I've heard from Adam, who was a guest at We Need to Talk. And he said that, you know, like raising a bilingual child, like sometimes bilingual children will talk a little slower than like mono language, I guess. What is it called? What are they called? Like with one language.
One language
child. So I was really scared that she was going to be a late speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to be confused. I was worried that she was going to be confused with her language use.
The switching thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I consulted with the specialist and he said, you know, like the best way for a child is to keep it one language at a time. Let's say if... It'll be really ideal if one parent per language. Ah. So if dad speaks Thai, then right. he speaks to her in Thai and only in Thai. And if mom speaks to her in English, then, you know, just keep it that way. Just keep speaking to her in English. But he said, or if you want to switch languages, make sure in one sentence. You don't translate right away. Like, do you want to go eat? No, like that's a big no-no because that will confuse them. Like, which language is it?
Oh, yeah.
If you want to say, do you want to go eat?
Mm-hmm.
Then you kind of expect her to answer you in English.
Right.
And I kind of do that with her as she gets older. But primarily, when she was younger and couldn't talk yet, I try to speak to her in English only so that she's not confused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how do you mix the Thai language in there? What's the technique?
I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing this, but she preferred Thai when she was starting to learn how to speak because everyone else speaks to her in Thai. So I'll be like, what is it in English? What is it in English? I'm sorry, what? I don't understand what you're saying. So that's how I try to get her to speak English to me. But with Thai, I think it's really natural to her. And I'll respond to her in Thai sometimes. Like if she speaks to me in Thai, I'll sometimes respond to her in Thai.
Right.
But now, surprisingly, she's been wanting to speak English. And she's been, like today, she was like, Mommy, I'm going to go wash my hands in the bathroom. You wait for me here, okay? I'm like, here? Yeah, she like, now she wants to learn. And she'll ask me, Mommy, we saw like a little takab yesterday and in the bathroom, and she was the one who pointed it out, and I was like, oh my gosh, it was like the first time that we saw one together. And I said, and she asked me, what is that? And I said, oh, takab. And then she said, Mommy, what's takab in English? And I was like,
she gets you back.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'll get back to you. I gotta look it up. She's like, how come you don't know? I'm like, because I've never seen one when I was using English.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually, that reminds me, I have to get back to her. I have to get her what, I have to tell her what it's called in English.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys know?
I have
no idea. Centipede?
That's what it is.
Right?
Is it centipede?
Centipede, yeah.
Okay, that's what I
think so.
Yeah.
Or ginkgo. I'm not, we can just look it up.
Yeah, I'll look
centipedes.
It up. Centipedes. Yeah, I'll look it up
probably.
For her.
Yeah.
And yeah, so now she has the urge of learning English more, which
cool.
I'm like super excited about.
Does she ever get confused? Like, how come mommy's talking to everybody else in Thai, but not with me?
No, because I have my English speaking friends come over the house sometimes, or we'll FaceTime, and she, her name is Erica. I think that's why, that was one of the first things that sparked her interest in learning English, because when Erica comes, she only speaks English to Pippa, even though she understands and can speak Thai.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to speak English to Pippa, and that's when she's like, oh, there are other people speaking English too.
Oh, okay.
And then I take her to play groups that speak English.
Ah.
And she sees that other people are speaking English too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I think that made her a little more comfortable. And her cousins who live next door, they both go to an international school.
Uh-huh.
So they speak English to each other.
Right.
And like she wants to fit in with them. So she'll like, P. Erwin, P. Ethan, I want to go too. And then like she's like, I want to make coffee for everybody, because she sees her cousins making coffee for everybody.
Wow.
So yeah.
And it's, it's also the cousins with you too in the U.S., right? When you first moved to America.
Oh, my cousins? Well, they're still in America, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you really need to talk in English if you want to communicate with these guys.
Yes.
So that's your only choice. You
yes.
can have, like, speak Thai to them and expect them to have fun with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like you're forced to use the language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's why, like, that gave her a little nudge.
Right.
And I think music has a lot to do with it too. I have like a Disney playlist on Spotify.
Ah, no
and
wonder.
Like she loves it. And she loves all type of music. She loves Whitney Houston and Celine Dion, surprisingly. Not surprisingly, because I listen to it all the time, and she probably got that from me.
Yeah, I was gonna say no surprise again.
Yeah. But I think music plays a lot of part in it too, because like she'll hear it and she's like, oh, like what language is this? I'm like, it's English. And she's like, oh, okay. And she'll pay attention and she'll try to sing it out. And that shows her that, oh, there are other people in this world who speak English and not just mommy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you also went to international school, don't you?
Yes, I did.
Were you raised bilingual at home?
Not really. My parents don't speak English with me, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. So like the only time I speak English is
At school. Okay. So also you will put Pippa in the international school for sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
once you started it, you have to like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've paid the tuition already.
Wow. Oh.
But she's starting this August. So,
oh, okay.
Ooh, no backing out now. But it's a great school and we love it. We were really borderline on which school to enroll her in between a Thai school and an international school, because since she's a girl, I think having a Thai value is really important to our family. And we want her to be raised right with, you know, like keep her grounded and still have the Thai values. And I think we found the perfect school for her. It's Regents International School. And it's known for, you know, it's pretty traditional, and it's older. It's been around for a long time. Okay. And I think that what impressed me the most were the teachers. Like I walked in on campus, and the teachers were so friendly, and they're very motherly. And that's the quality that I look for in teachers, especially for early years, for younger kids, you know. Mm-hmm. When kids are younger, they don't need that super strict teacher, you know, that scary teacher type, you know. Yeah. Uh-huh. But they need someone who is understanding that kids do make mistakes, right. And someone who's motherly and who is a teacher, you know. So yeah, they have that, and I think we found the perfect school for her.
Wow, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this coming August, you're gonna miss her so much.
Yes.
I think she's not gonna be the one who cries.
Yeah.
It's gonna be you.
Mommy's gonna cry for sure. Like thinking about it I've been thinking about it a lot, like every day. I'm like, oh, she's gonna be gone. We're like stuck together all day, all night, 24/7. And I mean, I'm only apart from her when I come to work for a few hours, you know. And this is gonna be the first time she's gonna be with someone else. That's not, who's not family
for the most part of the day.
Yeah,
and
I'm gonna be so lonely.
So are you prepared? How prepared are you?
I'm pretty prepared. Like, every day I try to brainwash her. Like, that, oh, you know, you're going to school and school's going to be so much fun. You're going to be so much fun. But I think deep down, I'm kind of telling myself at the same time. I'm trying to, you know, be
like,
okay with it.
Like, oh, she's going to go have fun. She's going to have a lot of friends. So it's going to be good for her.
It's going to be so good. But she's going to have so much fun. I'm crying
with
inside.
With tears crying. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's a phase that every parent have to go through, I guess. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, so enough with the catching up. So let's have a little fun.
Yay.
Do you remember back in the days on our show, We Need to Talk, we sometimes play games with our guests, right? And today, we're going to play games with you too.
Ooh.
What kind of game or... Is it a game or a quiz or
it's
what?
It's more like a quiz. Well, to test. Well, people love Disney so much, and she just became a mom, so that's why we combined it. And we're gonna test her on, like, which kind of Disney mom she is.
Wow!
So interesting.
How do you feel about this quiz?
I'm excited to see. I just saw the link, but I've never taken it before.
Okay,
so. That's good.
So let's do it together.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nongji is going to be reading the question.
Okay.
And some of the question, I think, is like pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to show. Are we going to put it up on the screen later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go.
Are you guys doing it too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Me too?
Me too.
Just for fun.
Let's do it together.
I'm curious what Disney mom I'm going to be.
Okay.
So.
Okay, go.
So the first question, if you had your choice, you'd carpool your kids around in ... Choice number one, something retro. Choice number two, something as fast as Lightning McQueen. Choice three, something reliable. Who needs fast? Four, something safe and durable. Five, something eco-friendly. And six, something that makes a statement.
For me, it would have to be something safe and durable. Yes. Safety is like number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was debating between that or something reliable who needs fast, because that's that's totally me too.
You do drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
You drive yourself.
I drive myself.
And you've always been a like safe driver?
With your kids.
Prior to having a kid, no. But
used to go faster.
Yes. Oh, I'm a crazy driver. I'm like a hot-headed person when
really?
I drive, yes.
Okay.
Well, I used to be, but now with my kid, I'm like a grandma.
Hot-headed, it means like you like yell and you like swear sometimes?
Yes.
When, like,
And I like...
The person in front of you go too slow?
Like, no. I don't like invade other people's space.
Okay.
I don't like bully other people, but when someone does that to me, I like one time it was really scary. This guy, he was like tailgating me, and I'm like, "What is your problem?" So I tried to like make him go, but he was like just kept on following me, and I turned around and I like flicked him off.
Oh my god!
Like, And he was chasing me after that. And like,
it's personal now.
I swear it was like Fast and Furious. It was on the highway. And I was really scared. So I tried to like.
Was it back in the US or?
No, here.
Really?
Here.
Wow.
Here. Wow.
Super scary.
And I was like driving. Like, I was like. I didn't understand why he was doing that because I think he was in a hurry and I was driving like not too fast. Like I wasn't driving fast enough for him. So after I flaked him off, he was like chasing me and I was trying to switch lanes to like lose him. But eventually he was going a different way. So he had like I was like on towards the right. It was like. It was like by
the toll gate.
Yeah. And he had to go to the left. Dongdan, Jiang Watana, like on Jiang Watana, like, you know, there's like from Jiang Watana coming into town, like far left, it was going to like Lachada or something like that. So he had to go that way, but he was on the right side going on the toll road. Then all of a sudden he like went far left to go to exit. But I was so scared. I was like, oh, thank God he left. I was really scared. And from that time, I never flicked anyone off ever again in my car.
It could become very scary if he's a psycho or something.
Yeah, and my mom was like, you shouldn't have done that. What if he had a car?
Your mom was in the car with you?
No. I told her later. Mm-hmm. She was like, what if he had a gun or something? You know, like if someone was really like hot-headed and just pulls out a gun and just bang, you know, it's over. Like, control your... But I was young. Like, I was really, really young.
Because we've seen that on the news.
Yes.
That happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
super scary.
So to answer your question, from now with a kid, I'm very, very good. And like it pisses. Like before, I think what made me hot headed was because I'm very by the rules. So like, and you know, in the States, when you drive, you had to follow all the laws and all like the rules, like and regulations.
And tailgating is the worst.
Yes, and like. People who don't signal before they change their lanes and stuff. Like, when people signal, I'm like, okay, you can go. But when people try to, like, squeeze in and signal, people signal. like, oh, that, like, that bugs me. And it used to bother me a lot because I feel like a lot of Thai drivers don't really follow the rules. Yeah. And it drove me crazy driving in Thailand. But then now I got used to it. And I'm like, I've made peace with it.
How about you with the driving, Nung Ji?
I'd say I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm not the best driver, but I tried to follow the rules. I tried like flicking the lights before.
Okay, good. Yeah. So which one would you choose?
I'm gonna go like the crazy ways, you know, like make a statement.
Okay. So I'm gonna choose something eco-friendly. I always think that if I ever get a car, it's gotta be like electric car. And I was like searching and watching videos on YouTube like crazy. And now like the AI thinks I'm gonna buy a car. And they tried to sell me cars now. And it was like, no, I'm just doing this for fun. I'm just checking out like what's new. With the electric car and everything. Okay, so let's go to the next question.
Yes.
You packed school lunches include...
So this is for your kid, right?
Yeah, your kid.
For the kid. Uh-huh.
Number one, gourmet cuisine. Number two, a thoughtful handwritten note. Three, anything high in protein. Four, something sweet. Five, broccoli, whether they like it or not. And six, homemade leftovers.
Wow. Can you say like all of the above?
So do you pack your kid's lunch?
Not yet because
she doesn't need one now, right?
Okay. No, but before when she could like she was allergic, we didn't know what she was allergic to yet. I had to pack her like lunch or dinner when we go out to eat, I'll pack her a little something just in case they don't have something. And I usually cook it myself, which I'm sure she's sick of because I only like cook limited amount of
like menus.
Yeah, And I'm not the best cook out there, so I'm sure she's tired of it. But if I have to pick one,
imagine like in August, starting from August, and you have to pack her lunch.
But the school will provide lunch. We don't have to pack lunch.
Yeah,
just pretend.
Yes, I'm pretending. Probably. A thoughtful handwritten note.
It's super cute.
I think that's what makes it special with like home packed lunch. With Yeah. So mm-hmm. why not?
Wow. Okay. So cool. All right.
What about you guys?
I would pick anything high in protein.
Yeah. I was debating between that one and this one.
It's good for them.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So let's go crazy here. Broccoli. Broccoli.
Broccolis are nice.
It's I really love broccoli, good.
Yeah,
personally.
I love it too.
Do you?
I like them.
Oh, okay.
And I try to like have her like them. She likes them sometimes. Mm-hmm. It depends on how you cook it. But she loves cauliflowers.
Ah. Yeah. I love that too.
That's good.
All right. Let's go to next question.
Question number three. Your bedtime routine always includes 1. Reading a bedtime story. 2. Giving some advice. 3. Singing a lullaby. 4. Picking up all the toys. 5. Shaking in the closet for monsters. And 6. A dance party.
Oh, gosh. A dance party would be a terrible idea.
Know.
Because that will make the adrenaline just
yeah.
And they would not go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But for me, what we do every single night is reading. Well, usually we do giving it some advice mm-hmm. and reading a bedtime story.
Oh.
So those two. But I think every single day, like, we cannot go without, like, we cannot go without reading our bedtime stories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of stories are you guys reading together?
Oh, like, so many. We read, right now she's into this book called How Do Dinosaurs Say Goodnight?
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a cute book.
Oh, so cute.
And now she remembers, like, all the names, all the dinosaur names
Ooh,
in the book.
Wow.
Yeah. She loves Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I mean, what a nice way to educate little kids about dinosaurs.
Yeah,
right?
And it's a really cute book. It's basically saying, like, oh, do dinosaurs throw tantrums before they go to bed? Do they scream and shout and say, I want one book more? And then at the end, they're like, no, they do not. They don't even try. They give a big kiss. And it's the drawing, the illustration is really, mm-hmm. really cute, too.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's, like, one of her favorites. Mm. And then one of the other ones that she loves is called My Mom and Me.
Mm-hmm.
It's by this company called Jelly Cat. If any of you is familiar to their stuffed animals, mm-hmm. it's their stuffed animals really popular. They're mm-hmm. bunnies and
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so she loves that book too.
And what kind of advice? You mentioned advice before.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Every single night, I kind of brainwash her a little because now is Terrible 2. And Terrible 2 has been kicking in for a very, very long time.
So it's really a thing, huh?
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea. I thought it was bad. Like, she had it really early. And the doctor said her speech developmental skills has developed pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said, oh, look, Terrible 2 is my reo. So every single night before I go to bed, I try to like center her a little and be like, you know, you're such a good girl. Like, Pippa is a good girl of my mom. Pippa is a good girl. Like, I'm like, you threw tantrum and that wasn't nice, right? If I was out with you and I started crying and saying, just because I didn't get something, how would you feel? Like, I would try to reflect on her, how she would feel if I were to do the same or when she sees other people do the same. And she'll like, and I'll be like, พี่พาว่ามันดีไหมคะที่หนูที่ร้องไห้อย่างเขาเรียกว่าอะไรเขาจะบอกว่าร้องไห้ไงเอาแต่ใจบอกแล้วแม่เคยบอกแล้วใช่ไหมถ้าร้องไห้เพราะเจ็บหรือเพราะเสียใจแม่ไม่ว่าแต่ถ้าร้องไห้เพราะงองแงเอาแต่ใจมันน่ารักไหมลูกบอกไม่น่ารักถ้าไม่น่ารักแล้ววันหลังไม่ทำแล้วนะค่ะไม่ทำแล้วค่ะวันรุ่งขึ้นเอาใหม่เลยจ้า ทำอีกจ้า แล้วหลังจากนั้นนางก็เลยบอกว่าเสียใจก่อนจะร้องไห้คือถ้าไม่ได้ทางใจก็จะพี่พาเสียใจแล้วก็เริ่มเสียทำเสียงแบบเสียงสั่นเครือเสียใจ
Because
you told her before that it was okay. So now everything she does is like, and then I'll like call her. I'm like, no, this isn't being sad. I'm like, นี่เขาไม่ได้เรียกว่าเสียใจลูกนี่เขาเรียกว่างองแงเอาแต่ใจค่ะเพราะว่าพี่พาไม่ได้ดั่งใจแล้วพี่พาร้องงองแงอย่างคือเอาแต่ใจโอ้ it's so bad. But so every night I try to like put that into her brain a little. Like, I don't know how much she takes out of it, but she understands. Like, because right after she throws a tantrum, like.She'll know that it was wrong. And mm-hmm. she'll walk up to me and be like, แม่ค่ะขอโทษค่ะ Like yesterday she hit me like with a microphone because she was throwing it but accidentally. She was like swinging her arms with the microphone throwing tantrum. And then like she accidentally hit me. And I said, okay, I'm going to sit here and wait until you calm down. And it took her a while. Mm-hmm. And then eventually she walked up to me like, Meh ka, khot hot ka. And I was like, khot hot, pa'alai ka. Pa'alai pa ti meh ka. Okay, lao yang ai ik. And she'll give me a hug. But, oh, terrible too. That's like, it's so terrible.
It's real.
Yes, it's real. So real.
Because we've heard about terrible too so much. Mm-hmm. But of course, we have never experienced one ourselves. Yeah. Wow. But actually, you know what? It's kind of nice to like, talk to your kid like every night. Mm-hmm. At least it's like a constant communication.
Yeah.
And yeah, at least it's like it's bonding too. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow, so cool.
Yeah,
all right. So,
what about you guys?
Yeah. So, what did you pick?
I picked reading a bedtime story.
Okay. All right. So, Nong Ti, what do you pick?
I don't know. It's really hard. Okay, singing a lullaby.
Aww.
It's really sweet.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was gonna guess that you would be singing together.
I used to do that when she was younger, like when she couldn't talk. Mm-hmm. But after she could talk, she loves to read. Mm-hmm. So when we go up in the bedroom, she'll go pick up. I'll be like, "You get 3 books today," and she'll bring like 4. She'll bring like 4. She's like, "See, 1, 2, 3," and she wouldn't count it. I'm like, 4. Tricky. Yeah.
Sneaky,
but,
sneaky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to choose checking in the closet from upstairs.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That seems fun. All right. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Every mother has a hobby. Yours is 1, gardening. 2, fashion style and looking good. 3, learning a new recipe. 4, traveling. 5, home improvement. And 6, throwing parties for friends.
None of the above. Just kidding. not gardening, that's for sure. I don't have green hands. I could kill cactus if I would probably kill a cactus.
Uh-huh.
So fashion and looking good. I mean, I enjoyed it pre-baby, but with a kid, I don't think I have time for that. Mm-hmm. So maybe learning a new recipe. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a big cook. Okay. Yeah, and traveling, that's like not gonna happen anytime soon because of COVID. Home improvement, nope. Throwing parties, not really. Well, it's between fashion style and looking good or learning a new recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna think on it a little bit. Okay. You guys go ahead first.
Mm-hmm. I would go for gardening.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, growing a plant is fun.
Wow.
Yeah, and like you can spend time with your children too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I'm going to choose traveling.
Mm, yeah.
Well, even though we can go abroad, we can mm-hmm. just go to Chiang Mai or something.
Oh, yeah.
Lai Phun, Lai Nong Ni Nung.
Chai.
Or Phuket. Phuket's so hot right now. Mm-hmm.
My family is like, she hasn't even been outside of the house for like a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, since the second wave hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, nope, she's not going out.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want to go. Because I want to take her to her play groups. But yes, I would probably choose learning a new recipe.
Ah.
Yay.
Wow. Nice. Mm. Okay. Moving on.
Question number 5. If your child fell and scraped a knee, you would, 1, kiss it to make it better. 2, lock them in a tower to keep them safe. 3, bust out the first aid kit. 4, whip up a home remedy. 5, make their favorite meal. And 6, tell a joke to turn that frown upside down.
This one. For sure, we do, in our house, we do kiss it to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll fall and she's like, meh, ping, ping, hi, hi. She'll try to like make, and then like I'll kiss it, you know, and she's like, hi, da.
That's cute.
Hi, little mom.
Wow.
Yes.
So, Nong Ti, what are you going to be doing?
I would tell a joke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ah, actually, me too.
Just to make it fun.
Yeah. To distract him or her a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. So, and it also depends on how good
how
you
bad.
Are as a joke teller, too.
Yeah.
It could get worse.
Or how bad the situation is. Or how bad the accident
is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That depends, too. Because if, like, she fell and, like, her kneecap is, like, bust out, I'm not going to kiss that. I'm going to be like, first aid, hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me my keys.
And a joke wouldn't work in that situation either, so.
It would make it worse.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, 6. Your kids know they're in trouble when you, 1, put on your serious face. 2, laugh hysterically. 3, send them to their room. And 4, take away their favorite toys.
Oh, this one is easy.
Yeah.
Put on your serious face.
Oh.
She knows. Like, when she does something and she'll glance at me, and if I have my, like stare, and she'll, like, I don't know if that's the right way to raise your kids, but I'm the bad cop in the family, so.
Oh, really?
I have to put my foot down on everything. So she has, she kind of needs some kind of fear, like, and put it in her system when she sees my face. But I, for the most part, I let her loose. I let her do whatever she wants to explore and to grow, to learn as a human being. But but I think when we're out in public, or I think manners is still very important, and is still very important in today's society, and it's also lacking in today's society. And I want to make sure that she doesn't step out of the boundary for someone else's space too.
Right.
So, you know, to have respect for herself and for others. And I think it all starts at home. You need to discipline your kids, and that's what I believe. And I do have my look of my death stare, like, don't you dare, without having to speak.
Glare.
Yes, the glare. So that's the one for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So does it mean her dad is a good cop of a family?
Yes.
So like, how is he with raising Pippa?
My gosh, he's like, sometimes, Kev, พ่อค่ะก็พ่อก็ไปละจ้าพ่อค่ะพ่อก็ไปละ
คุณพ่อใจดี
คุณพ่อใจดีทุกคนในบ้านใจดีค่ะมีแม่นี่แหละค่ะมีอีแม่นี่แหละค่ะที่เป็นนางมันนางยักษ์อยู่คนเดียวค่ะ and I think a lot of houses are like that I grew up like that my dad was very very kind and nice but my mom is like the bad cop in the family and yeah I
but you like, do need that way. Right
yeah
the right balance between like the discipline and the other part.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. I'm not like that all the time, you know.
Right.
So, but she needs to know that I could be her friend, but I am also her mother.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Put on a serious face, too.
Also?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Give them, like, a silent treatment, you know. Make them feel guilty.
Yeah. And kids are smarter than you think, you know.
Yeah.
They could read your body language and just, like, if she does something, like when she hit, like accidentally hit me with the microphone when she was throwing her tantrum, and I just sat there without speaking to her. Mm-hmm. And I just sat there, right there, right next to her. I don't have to leave the room or anything. I just sit there. And she knows. They could tell. Kids could tell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a nonviolent method.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, well, for me, I would like take away their Wi-Fi password for a week.
Oh my god!
Yeah, because that's very important to them, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, you have to pay if you want to be bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to pay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Moving on to the last question.
Yes.
When you have a free minute, you like to 1) pick up the house, 2) exercise, 3) tend to the garden, 4) go online, 5) walk the dog, and 6) free minutes? What's that?
Wow. I'm debating between 3) pick up the house, go online, or free minute. What's that? I think I will go with either pick up the house or go online. Probably I'll pick up the house. And then if I'm free after that, then I'll go online.
Uh-huh.
So when you have a free minute, so I guess that's like, that means you, when you're really free, I'll go online.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yeah. I would exercise just to be productive.
Wow. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish.
I
want to exercise so bad.
Yeah. I think I'll be walking the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. So you go online a lot with people. Oh, how do you teach her? Is she allowed to like explore the internet?
And no, not really? Yet. Well,
not
now.
No tablet, no smartphones yet.
A little. She listens to Spotify on her iPad, not her iPad, on the iPad, and she knows how to like choose her songs and stuff. Mm. But with YouTube, I don't download it on the tablet. If she wants to watch something, we watch it on TV, and I'm the one who's in control of that.
Mm.
And she'll get 20 minutes of screen time, and that's it per day. So we usually do that, like after she takes a shower, while I dry my hair, because we take a shower together. And while she waits while I dry my hair, I'll turn on Peppa Pig for her. And if she's good, if she's bad that day, then she can't watch it. And maybe a song. And then that's it. And then it's bedtime. And then we go upstairs and read our stories, and then it's bedtime. But I try to keep that away from her. She doesn't get to choose her own, like, she doesn't get to scroll down YouTube and choosing what she wants to watch, because I quite frankly I think she's a little young for that. She needs to have a little more self-control, because kids this age, their attention span will be even worse. Like, if they're watching something like, oh, I don't like this, switch, right. Up, switch, switch, right. You know, it's not healthy for them. And I think, and for her to sit there and watch something, you know, for 20 minutes, that's enough. Yeah, and we just started that since she turned, like, 2.5. Before that, she used to watch just her videos of herself on my phone. Oh. And she enjoys watching herself. Very vain. Very vain. But she just likes to watch videos of herself, especially when she was a baby. So, yeah.
Yeah, very important. Limited screen time. Yeah. Just give her a little more as she grows, right?
Yeah, and with that, that's why when I'm with her, I try not to use my phone. Or when I really have to use my phone, I'll tell her, like, I'm so sorry. I have to talk with work really quick, and then I'll be right with you, okay? I'll just tell her when she's trying to talk to me when I'm on the phone. So that's why a lot of people sometimes can't, like, reach me for a while, because I'll put my phone, like, face down or, like, put it away. Because I don't want her to think that, like, you're a hypocrite. Because you're telling me that I can't use it, but you're on it all the time.
Right.
And especially when we eat. Like, I try to, like, hide my phone, because I don't want to teach her that when you're eating, there needs to be any electronics on the table. So I don't know if that's extreme, because, I don't know. But that's...
Just teach her by example, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, and when I use my phone in front of her, I'll kind of teach her that, okay, your phone can be used for, like, useful things, like with dinosaurs. I'll look up real pictures of the type of dinosaurs, or when she's asking me, oh, what is this word in English? I'll be like, okay, hold that thought, let me look it up, and I'll look it up for her. Yeah.
So you give her, like, full attention.
Yes.
When you're... with her.
Yes.
That's so nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really nice.
I try.
Yeah. Okay. Nungdi, are we finished with the questions?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. I got my results.
Let's look at the results.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to start first?
Yes.
Sure.
So what kind of Disney mom are you?
I am Mrs. Anderson from Inside. Oh, no,
Inside
wait.
Out?
Beautiful Inside and Out. Wait,
yeah,
is she from Inside Out?
I think so. Because I got the same result.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, compassionate, nice. Understanding, and empathetic. You enjoy making a happy home life for the family. You have infinite patience with your emotional youngsters. And you're the perfect soccer or hockey mom. Very engaged in their interests and hobbies. To sum it up, you're a beautiful mother both inside and out.
Wow.
Aww.
You couldn't get a better result than that.
I mean, know.
Yeah. So are you happy with the result?
Yes, I'm flattered. It makes it look so good.
Yeah. Is it hard being a mom?
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard, but it's not easy. But I was really scared of it because I had no experience with children whatsoever. I have no siblings, so I have no little nieces and nephews. I have my cousins' kids, but I don't really spend time with them on a daily basis.
Right.
I don't see the bad side of it, you know, not the bad side, but I don't see the other side of it. I only see the cute side of it. But when I'm a mom, it's like... it's all kind of unexpected. But you know what? Just use your own motherly, maternal instinct. Because, like, I think we all have it. We all have that in us. And I didn't believe in myself. And I was crying. I don't know if I told you the story. But on the day that I left the hospital, I was bawling because I was so scared. At the hospital, all the nurses were there to help. But on the way back home, they were wheeling me out to my car, and I had the baby in my arm, and I'm, like, crying because it's just me and my husband and the baby now. Is this baby going to survive? Like, I was really nervous.
Can the whole hospital come home?
I know. I didn't even know how to change a diaper, you know? Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I never knew how to hold a baby. Mm-hmm. So,
did you take classes?
I did, but when real life comes, it's nothing like you expected.
It wouldn't prepare you for the real thing.
Yeah, because when it's real, it's like it could move. And it's warm.
Oh, yeah.
And it's soft. Yeah. It's not a doll, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's,
yeah.
Oh my God, what if I drop this?
Yeah. Like, you can just like press undo and like, the baby bounce back into your arms.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it was hard. I thought it was going to be really hard, but I think I learned and I grew along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what motherhood is all about too. You grow along with your children.
Right.
And I think the more you do it, the more you get used to it and the more you're comfortable with it. And to this day, I still don't think it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So props to moms who have many, many kids and do it all by themselves without nannies too. But it's all worth it in the end. And seeing her, like, I discuss this with my family all the time, that I'm so glad that I decided to raise her by myself, no nannies, and with us and just me and the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you see it in her development and you see it in her attitude and how she sees things and just her personality. And I get to see her every first. I saw her first step, first words, first everything. And I think that's very fulfilling as a mom.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's all worth it. It's all worth the tears and the sweats and the bad hair days, emphasizing on the S.
I know that you're very close to your mom, too.
Yes.
And I think she's in this for you, like, for the whole journey.
Mm-hmm.
So how is she in this whole thing?
Long lan ma. Everyone, all the grandparents, my parents included, and Pippa has grown to really, like, be really attached to my parents. Like, yesterday when the reason she was throwing the tantrum yesterday was because Grandpa and Grandma were leaving. They were going home. And they go home every single day. So I don't know why she's throwing the tantrum every single day for the past 2 years. They come and they go home. They come and they go home. I don't know
just
what
clicked. Just never get used to it.
Yes. Like, so it just happened like this past week. She started to throw tantrums when they leave. They're like, my bye, see you tonight. So yeah, my parents are super into her, like, to the point that some days I'm like, you know, like, if you're tired, just like stay home and take a rest.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, I don't think we're gonna come tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, get to me while now, Marigua. So they had to rushed over to her because they would miss her too much when they don't see her. So they come almost every day.
Yeah, I imagine you must be talking to your mom a lot and asking her for advice and stuff. Does that happen or?
Kind of, but my parents are usually like, oh, it's been so long ago, I don't remember. But but like the big picture, yes, I do ask them for advice.
Wow.
That's
such
that's
a fun
so
family,
nice.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Like, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so today we are catching up with Bo Savitri and also find out what Disney mom she is. And we had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to come back always. And maybe you can come back and host, not necessarily the same old show, but maybe something new and something even more fun for the Standard Podcast.
Sure.
Right.
Is that a proposal?
Yeah.
I'm so down.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah. So any last thoughts or anything you want us to know about what you're up to right now in your life?
Well, I'm actually working on a new single right now. I'm making my own single and without any label. We're actually doing it on our own this time.
Wow.
And I'm super excited.
Uh-huh.
We just did the demo and we're waiting for all the instruments to be recorded for me to go into the studio and do the final
So does your daughter know that her mommy was a singer?
I think she kind of does, because when we play flashcards, I do flashcards with her for her vocabulary. Mm-hmm. And one of them is occupation. And one of the things is a singer. And I'm like, oh, yeah, mommy's a singer. And then, oh, mommy's an actress. But I don't know if she understands exactly what a singer is. But she
when but has she seen... like your like video or yeah the clips where you
she loves my songs on Spotify. She'll she'll ask for it all the time because
and
my
she
husband
knows, right?
Yeah, because that, my husband used to turn it on for her all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And she knows that that was you singing professionally.
I don't know if she knows like, the difference yet, but I think so. She's like, oh, I want to listen to mommy's song, and she knows the words to it too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then when I asked her, what do you want to be when you grow up? She's like, a singer.
I'm like, no who? Surprise again.
like who? She's like mommy. I'm like, oh gosh.
and would you be supportive if she chooses to go into the industry?
I guess. What else she wants to do? Because as a kid, I've always wanted to do it. And my family didn't really take me seriously when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And they let me do it when I was older, after I finished with college. But I think with my kids, it's whatever she wants to do. But I think I want to be careful not to like have her jump into the industry too soon. Mm-hmm. Or I want her to have a childhood, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
And be normal. But if she if it's what she wants to do, I think I will support her on working on her crafts. Mm-hmm. If whether that is taking her to lessons or performances, and just hone her craft a little more before she jumps in. You know, like not for the fame. I think I want her to do it because she loves it for the passion.
Right. Yeah. So, what can you tell us just a little, about your new single?
It's
what
like,
kind of song is going to be here?
It's kind
of
like
spoiler.
It's like kind of like easy listening, mm-hmm. but it has like 90s flair.
Ooh,
to
90s
it.
Vibe.
People love 90s.
Yeah. It has a little 90s flair.
Never gets old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. So when can we expect to hear the single?
No like particular plan yet. Mm-hmm. I think we just need to finish it and then do marketing and all of that, but I'm a little nervous because this is the first time I'm coming out with a single without any label behind me, you know, so that's kind of scary.
We can't wait. And we want you to come back and like
talk about your single or
and even sing for us.
Yeah.
Live? Right here? Mm-hmm. Is that possible, Nungti?
That would be so cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Alright. Okay, so that's both of three for everybody who's like misses her so much.
Yes.
And thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Yay. Bye-bye.
Bye guys.
The Standard Podcast. Eye-opening for your ears.